Folsom Untold. The strange true story of Johnny Cash's greatest album, an Audible original show. Hear the story of Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison and its shocking and tragic aftermath.
It's a tale of true crime, drugs, guns and rock and roll that plays out like the plot of a movie, but is all true.
Audible members get unlimited access to audio shows, Audible's original and exclusive podcasts at no extra cost. Listen for free with your 30-day trial. £7.99 a month after 30 days. Renews automatically.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Havana. Gila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallantainment. The Bay Area Betches. Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Ellie Grant. The Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. It's a cartoon on YouTube. Go watch it. It's fun. I need views. Watch it, please. And joining me is the wonderful and lovely Ronnie Karam from the Rose Bricks Bachelor Roast Podcast. What's going on, sir?
Hey, Ben.
How you doing today?
I'm doing just great.
Yeah.
Glad to be alive. Glad to have little Summer House back.
I know. Summer House is back. We're here to talk about it today. Before we dive into that, next week we're going to South by Southwest. The way the order of operations for that show is that basically badge holders get in first and then non-badge holders who have reservations. We don't anticipate a lot of badge holders are going to be there because it's like South by Southwest and it's like cool people doing cool things. So I think that you'll probably be okay. So that's how that works. And then we have in Cincinnati on next Saturday. We have two shows. One is sold out. Then we have an early show, happy hour show. Tickets are still available. We haven't decided what we're going to cover yet, but there's like a million things on Bravo right now. So chances are it's going to be something good. So to get tickets for that show and many of our others, Portland, Phoenix, Milwaukee, Irvine, go to watchacrappens.com. Get your tickets. Our shows are super fun. We always have a great time. Our listeners who come have a great time. People who don't even listen to the podcast have a great time. So come. You'll make friends. Don't worry about coming alone. It's a great time. So that's watchacrappens.com. And of course, you can also get your fabulous Luann de Lesseps Pop Art t-shirts and leggings. Oh, would you believe it, girls? I have merch.
Yeah, we're going to keep those up an extra week or two because New York is premiering this week or next week.
It was this week, so, yeah.
Oh, it was this week. Wait. Yeah, don't you remember? Oh, my God. My brain.
It's Friday.
You guys, my brain doesn't work properly. As you all
know. That's okay. Those shirts and leggings are fabulous. And thank you to everyone who keeps sending photos in because I'm into all of them. You know, they look great. This is a triumph, Ronnie, of design on your part.
Oh, God. Well, it sure is good seeing you guys all in them. That's for sure.
So today we're talking Summer House. We also have Crappens mailbag at the end, so be sure to stay tuned for that. And Summer House is back. So, you know, I have been a very vocal booster of Summer House over the years, but I've also I give tough love too, and I felt like last season was kind of a mess. I felt like episodes were edited together in choppy ways, storylines did not track, there was weird casting issues. I felt like the summer house that I loved in season one had gone off the rails. And so in the off season, they rejiggered some things. They changed the cast around, which I had bittersweet feelings towards because I actually really liked the work as twins. And of course, Steven was our friend, you know. But that being said, season three has come and I feel like the show is back on track. I'm very excited.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much of them is trying or how much of it is fresh blood. You know, the best thing about this show is it's just very disturbing whiteness. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like we see a lot of whiteness on Bravo, obviously. And Bravo has done a lot better, I guess, in recent times about getting some multicultural yeah. shows on and stuff like that, which is great. But we're used to a lot of whiteness. But this is Hampton's whiteness. This is like the whitest of the white. This is like,
yeah.
This is some pasty, pasty ass whiteness. And I don't mean just on the skin. I mean in your soul. These are white souled people.
Although I think, to be fair, I think that Daniela, Danielle. I seem to remember from last season that, is she Puerto Rican?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So there is some diversity on this show, but yeah, this is white. This is a big old white show.
Yes.
I feel like what I'm happy about is that in this season premiere, I feel like at least the storylines are making sense. Because I remember last season, the season premiere, there was like this scene where they all were eating dinner and everything was fine. And then it just was like cutting to random sentences and things and people suddenly were mad and then it went to commercial break. And I was like, what is happening on Summer House? But now at least things make sense.
Yeah, things are making sense because the fights are so ridiculous and it's like 30-year-olds fighting over 10-year-old things.
Which I'm very into.
Yeah, me too.
That speaks to my whiteness. So I was like, okay, got it. I got it. Yeah.
So we open with the theme song. From sunset to sunrise, I love you all the way. I'm like, what the fuck is this song even about? I still don't know. I still have no idea.
It's like someone took the inflatable raft that is the Vanderpump Rules song and then opened the thing and then just sat on it and let all the air out.
Yeah.
Just slowly deflating the Vanderpump Rules theme song. Because it's the same singer, so...
Yeah, it's very Erica Jane doing her scales. So then we open with possibly the greatest thing that makes Summer House, which is the cameras in their rooms just flopping on like 24. It's like bloop, 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 bloop. All the cameras come up. Like,
Chloe, I need you to set a hard perimeter in the master bedroom upstairs. There are going to be some slutty people up here.
These people are so white, I'm going to need night vision. Okay, I'm going to need reverse night vision, okay? I want you to get me the filter that you use when we look at the sun, okay?
Jack, they somehow slipped through the perimeter. The sluts are in the bedroom.
There's a cougar about to kill the daughter, but the cougar is Lindsay.
Single cougar.
I mean, we even have Lindsay coming back like, oh my God, it's a new Lindsay. It's like a new Lindsay now. It's like I'm a new Lindsay now.
Yeah, Lindsay was like, well, the Workus twins are off the show, but I'm going to like carry the torch for them by wearing a strange, like floppy, like... weird ruffly top that sort of looks like the draperies in an adorable store that sells curiosities and like old VHS tapes.
Yes, which is basically a really nice way of describing her new boob job.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Subtle. But, let's do some subtlety in our boob jobs. Normally I don't comment on boobs. I don't care. The only shows I really comment on boobs are like Real Housewives of Atlanta because their implants are so fucking insane. They like come out of the teepee and punch me in the face. And then it's like, you know, I guess when you're going to do just like a one-shot boob job, you know, it's only third season on a reality show. You're not going to go, do incremental boob jobs. It hurts.
I feel like her boobs are trying to have a secret rendezvous on her back. You know, they're both like, is she looking? Okay, let's go back there. You know?
You're going to be the boob back of Notre Dame.
They're like ready to have like it's basically Chloe and Jack about to have a detente back there.
Yeah, it's just, we'll just stick with 24 through the whole thing.
Yeah, the entire, we're just going to theme everything in 24, including boob jobs.
Lindsay's boobs are terrorists!
They're moles. So anyway, so it's Friday, June 22nd. And Kyle and Amanda are arriving first. And big exciting things have happened in between the seasons. Mainly, there's a new duvet. So, you know, it's a good way to fresh start.
Yeah. They basically walk into an empty house, which pretty much describes their souls right now at the beginning of the season. They're like, we're back. Oh, no one's talking to us. Yep, no one's here yet. Kyle,
should I start making guacamole?
He's like, no secret, last summer was crazy for Amanda and me. And then they show him farting in bed with Amanda and then clapping at Amanda. Summer is supposed to be fun. Amanda, not fun.
This was Amanda's story arc from last season, going from Kyle to Kyle. That was her character development.
And Kyle has been committed, and by committed I mean not cheated, from, according to these storylines, about 5 minutes. So, you know, congratulations, one step at a time. I haven't eaten a piece of pizza since like 3 hours ago, so like I feel like I'm on a path too. But he's acting like he's, everyone's treating him like the Simpsons next door neighbor now, you know, hurdly durdly neighbor.
Yeah.
He's never going to go out. He's never going to live again. Ned Flanders. Yeah.
Yeah. Kyle's like, well, there's no doubt that me and Amanda are like, she's like my partner in crime and like our relationship is better than it's ever been. I was like, okay, so there's going to be a cheating scandal. Got it. You've seen this before.
Yes, it's better than it ever has been, which means that you're going to use a blackout as an excuse for your cheating scandal. Like, that's the problem with following up after Vanderpump Rules, okay? We've already learned all these tricks, sir.
Yeah. So now we get our first Trixie Monocle song of the season, which is her saying, "We're big shots now, we're big shots now, we're big shots now.
With big shorts now." And I love that they start this off like it's going to be a serious song. She goes, "Let's go! 1, 2, 3, 4, with big shots now." Wow, thanks for the countdown.
Thanks for your discarded Huggies commercial jingle. So,
I'm a big kid now. Oh, I'm a big kid now.
No accidents.
I'm a big kid now.
So we see Danielle and Lindsay in the car. So I thought that Danielle had been fired. And maybe she was fired and then rehired. Either way, Danielle is basically doing single Lindsay from last season. She's basically like, oh, this is my second chance. And because in the first season I was on, I was just sort of like quiet and nice. I've decided I'm going to be a reality star this time. She's like, I'm back. Here I am. I'm Danielle. Yeah. What? I am going to the Hamptons because I'm going to have some fun. Cut it out.
I am going to catch some D. I'm going to catch some D. They're like, you don't have to sing it, Danielle. Okay. It's Trixie Monocle's job. Like, calm down over there.
She's like literally tap dancing. They're like, no one can see your feet right now. It's just a shot from the chest up. I don't care. I'm committed to this. I'm committed. I am fun. I am fun, Danielle. Fun, 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 fun. That's me.
She really is. I was talking on the Vanderpump Rules recap that she needs to wear a sweatshirt that says E for effort, because she's given it. She's given it. It's a little painful to watch, not going to lie, but maybe find a middle ground between boring Danielle and like trying to pretend she's getting D every day, Danielle. Okay, yeah. Like maybe just in the middle of the road.
Yeah, yeah, like she's basically acting like she's in a commercial for Macy's, you know, where they're like, it's 10% off all weekend long. And she's like dancing around there with like an umbrella. I'm like, okay, let's just, like, can we find, yeah, happy medium.
That's what she thinks she is in her head. But in reality, she's that commercial from Mervyn's where there's just a lady waiting at 5 a.m. outside the door, tapping on the window going, open, open.
Oh, Mervyn's. Oh. I can't believe you knocked her down to Mervyn's. Macy's was already like not even that high.
I've always thought of Macy's as a very fancy store in a really terrible shell. Like, it's a nicer store than it's nicer. What am I trying to say? Like, it looks ugly, but it's expensive still.
Yeah, I feel like Macy's is Macy's is sort of like the Danielle of this show. It's like really trying hard to be Bloomies and Nordstrom and Neiman's, but it's still just Macy's.
Yeah. Pretty much. It's still like friends with a food court, you know, Lindsay.
Listen, and by the way, I'm open to having Danielle here. I just feel like for this first episode, she's just like a little bit on 10.
Okay. Yes. And so is Lindsay, because Lindsay has new hair, new boobs, you know, and she's without her friends now. So she's like, she spent the whole off season trying to get rid of Kyle and Amanda, and they all basically ignored them.
Yeah.
And now instead they got rid of her friends, like her side of the house. So now she's like having to reconfigure.
Yeah.
And so she's coming back with new everything and trying to be like super fun too. And she's like, I'm not even crazy anymore. It's like a new Lindsay. Like she still speaks in questions, which is hilarious. And so she picks up Danielle, and Danielle's like, oh my God, girl, why do you look so pretty? She's like, babe, we're going to the Hamptons. And then they're like, ooh.
Oh my god, it's like the first time they've both been in a car or something. Like, what is this new thing? Oh my god, it has wheels. Oh my god, yeah. Single car, Lindsay.
Yeah, Lindsay's like, Danielle, like, since last summer, we, like, got so close, but, like, she's not one to, like, bring me down. She, like, brings you up. And Danielle's like, yeah, we totally get each other. Like, we work hard and we play harder. Our love lives are a mess, though. I was like, are you reading from the basic handbook? Because that's everything you're saying is so base model. You're like cloth seats and, you know, like a plastic glove compartment right now, base model.
Yeah, this is like the most uninspired character development we've seen on Bravo in many years. So when you're as basic as they are, what do you do next? You call Carl.
Wacky nicknames. That's what's next.
Let's call Carlito. I came up with the idea since I represent Pizza Beach and I have a margarita machine. Mm. So it's like I'm pretty much Spanish now. Carlito.
And she's like, hola, Carlito. What are you up to? And he's like, honestly, gents, like, I'm taking a train. And they're like, whoa, big man, buddy.
More life. Gents, I'm going to take the train. They're like, whoa. I love how shocked they are about the train. I mean, like, it's a fairly standard way to get to the Hamptons, I believe.
Yeah. They're like, you're not going to paraglide, taking the train. Oh, my God, that student is so new, Carlito.
Carlito, taking the train. Oh, my God, Carlito, am I right? Oh, my God, hashtag, we're such a hot mess, right?
Like, hey, gents, like, sales is sales. So, like, you know what that means? Gotta make the quota. Gotta make the sales, bro.
I got a new job. It's going to be a great job. It's going to lead to a lot of things. Be great just for my mom. I'm a mama's boy. And my mom's like, get a job. And I was like, I'm get another job, so I'm gonna have this job. You know, every week he's gonna have a new job, you know, by the way. Oh, I got a new job in sales. Yeah.
And I know that these guys all hang out together, like the Vanderpump, every douchebag on Bravo hangs out together, right? And you can tell because they all like comment on Barstool Sports together.
Yes.
But no offense, Barstool Sports. Like, yeah. You're great. But yeah, great.
More life.
You know, that's how you can tell like what
Saturdays are for the gents together.
And so, I guess they've all decided that they're gonna do this like storyline where they're all nice guys so they can start getting like quality pousse again at the bars. Yeah. So they're all having redemption storylines, and I'm not buying a single one of them.
No, absolutely not. And I also do not support the redemption enablers like Lindsay, who when Carl says he's taking the train, she goes, you know what, Carlito, I'm proud of you. This is like his first time ever getting on a train. Like, he figured out how to like buy the ticket at Penn Station. It's like, oh my God, slow clap for Carl. He figured out a ticketing system. Although anyone who's actually been to Penn Station, gotten a train there, does deserve an award, because that place is a zoo. I don't understand.
That place is a hellhole.
How do you have something as smooth as Grand Central a few blocks away, and then you get into Penn Station, they're like, all right, your train's gonna leave in 1 minute, and we're not gonna tell you the track until right now. You gotta go. I gotta go.
When I moved to New York, I arrived at Penn Station, and I was 18 years old. It was like the day after my 18th birthday. And I was like, what have I done? I've never been that terrified in my life.
It is so awful and vile. And it used to be a beautiful, beautiful building. It was like a Beaux-Arts building. Like this gorgeous building that they demolished. And it's just like the biggest shame that now it's basically like a 8 foot tall, like subterranean space with like 10 sbarros and like a boutique called Elegance, you know? It's not.
Yeah. Totally. It's gone through a redemption arc like these people.
Penn Station's like, new Penn Station, single Penn Station, everyone. Don't buy it. All the other train stations are so mad.
Oh, yeah. Penn Station is single Lindsay. Like, no one's buying it.
We are really, like...
No one wants to hop on that train.
Danielle is Macy's, and Lindsay is Penn Station.
Totally. Oh, my God. My computer has... Not my computer, but, like, my mouse is frozen up. Oh, my God. What am I going to do? Okay, I'm going to use my phone for now.
Your mouse is like, I am not going to support... I'm not going to support discussion of Penn Station and Macy's going on a drive to the Hamptons together.
Yeah. My mouse is already over single Lindsay. Like,
no. Single mouse.
Hey, Carl, want to go to commercial?
Yeah, want
to
go to commercial break, Carl?
Do you like a commercial? Do you like ads?
Do you like ads?
Carl, Carl, commercial, Carl, 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 commercial, Carl, 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 Carl,
This is my kind of podcast.
It's a genius idea, isn't it?
And it rhymes.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
I think it's for women everywhere. This is White Wine Question Time with me, Kate Thornton. Each week, I'll be bringing together three well-known friends with three bottles of wine and three thought-provoking questions. That's White Wine Question Time. Subscribe now.
Every fire is unpredictable, so the equipment used to fight them can't be. And that includes every single fire engine we design and build here in Ayrshire.
Vodafone's market-leading Internet of Things network helped vehicle manufacturer Emergency One build fire engines that can be securely monitored remotely, so they're always running at peak performance on the road where they're needed most. Search Vodafone Business to discover how we're so much more than mobile. Vodafone. The future is exciting. Ready? Subject to area availability, minimum terms apply. Details at vodafone.co.uk. Business.
So Danielle feels like this summer, because Lauren Workus isn't going to be in the house anymore, she's going to have a weight lifted off her shoulders. Because if you may remember, she and Lauren were both in the house last summer and they both had dated Carl, and Danielle didn't feel like she could be herself. So she says, you know what? I'm a completely different person this summer. I have a new kick-ass job. And before I'm gone, I think Carl and I are going to be friends. Yes, girlfriend. I am fun.
Yeah. I'm just going to have so much fun with Carl. Just friends. I'm like, oh, God. Poor Danielle's going to pretend she's not in love with Carl the whole summer.
Why is this a recurring theme for this show that, like, every season we have to see someone try to be just friends with Carl?
Carl's adorable
and everything. I think Carl's super handsome.
He is.
He's looking adorable. He talks kind of funny, and he wears, like, skinny, tight, you know, white jeans every scene. Or now the addition of white shorts, it's like Carl. But, you know, there's stuff that is annoying, obviously, because I'm me, and that's how I look at people. But, I mean, he's pretty adorable, but come on,
he's hot,
really?
Yeah. He's hot. Carl's hot, but he's a douchebag. And I don't like you said, I don't like, just to jump ahead a little bit, I don't like his co-opting of the, like, he's like, hi, I'm Carl, and I'm a recovering fuckboy. I'm like, no, you're not recovering, okay? You're not. You haven't recovered at all. Just because you say it. You can try to own it, but you can't. You can't own it. You can't own the Brooklyn Bridge, Carl, and that's what you are, if we're going to be giving everyone a thing.
Yeah, so Danielle's like, this summer's going to be different, not going to lie. I'm like, oh, my.
Imagine she's like, this summer's gonna be different. Guess what? I'm lying. I'm back to me. So,
Gotta lie.
At this point, I was starting to feel a little like I was tensing up. I was like, is this what this is gonna be? It's gonna be like Danielle trying to sell us on personality. But then, as you mentioned, we get into some of the heart of it, which is that Amanda and Kyle have been excluded by the rest of the cast, and that they'd go to parties together, and everyone would be on one side of the party and, like, not talk to Amanda and Kyle. And then on top of that, that whole group, they unfollowed Amanda on Instagram and, I guess, cropped her out of photos and stuff. And this, like, feud was so bad that Kyle then sent a 17-page email, which is crazy. That's like a manifesto. So once all this stuff was laid out there, I was like, okay, I fully support this. This is the sort of pettiness that we need to start off a season.
Yeah, and it really is petty because I'm seeing, like, you see the picture before with Amanda in it, and they're all wearing, like, wacky sunglasses, and then they just crop Amanda right out of it. And the way that Lindsay tells it, she's like, I want to have fun. Like, I don't know if it's, like, possible after what happened with Kyle and other people this year. Like, other people. And then if we see all the... We hear Kyle's side, and he's like, yeah, this year was rough. Like, people purposely left us out. Like, I mean, social media posts, cutting out Amanda, and we see the picture, which is, like, already my favorite thing of 2019.
They put, like, an octopus emoji right over her face.
Yeah. And Lindsay's reasoning. She's like, I'm not going to post a picture of Amanda on social when I don't even know her. Like, I don't even, like, know her. Like, I only know Amanda because Amanda is Kyle's girlfriend, but, like, I'm not going to post her friend when she's not, like, one of my best friends.
God, you're such a bitch. So then, and by the way, regarding that 17-page email, we then see Carl. He goes, I told Kyle to send the email. Mistake. I'm like, yeah, fucking Carl, of course, is behind that stupid email. Of course. Of course. Like, here's a good idea. Let me send a huge email to tell everyone off. And, like, I wonder who's going to give me the inspiration to do that. Carl. Of course. Carl. Yeah. Always Carl. Carl's at the root of all the shit that goes down. Carl.
And someone... he's like, I didn't realize it was 17 pages. I was like, dude.
But that's mainly because I can't count.
It's like, well, like, honestly, it was so absurd. Like, it was nice of him, like, about Amanda's feelings in this email, but, like, I just, like, want her to be stronger, so.
I was like, wait, what? Is this you're giving some weird social media tough love? I just want to be stronger. That she's sweet. She want to be stronger. Yeah, so you, like, exclude her and then, like... And then crop her out of photos until she's strong enough that she can, like, tear her way back into the photo somehow. Like,
yeah, and then it cuts to Kyle, and Kyle's like, you know, it's not like this is all about Amanda's feelings. And then it cuts to Lindsay, and she goes, how's this not about Amanda's feelings if I'm reading a 17-page email about Amanda's feelings? I mean,
But I don't think that Lindsay, I wouldn't even read all that, you know, that's a lot.
That's crazy.
I considered for a moment pausing the screen when they showed it. At one point I did pause it and I was like reading some of it. I was like, this is hilarious. And for a moment I thought about writing some of it down. I even thought about like tweeting at Kyle and being like, can you send us that email? But then I was like, you know what? This thing is so long. You only need like 4 sentences to be worthwhile, you know?
It's 2019. We all have Twitter. Like, even when I see a tweet when people are like, 1 of 3, I'm like, no, I'm not reading this.
It's like fucking Brothers Karamazov. It's like Dostoevsky. Get it? I put bro into Dostoevsky. Isn't that fascinating? So Amanda's like, it was a mean girl thing to do, Kyle. And, you know, and then Lindsay's like, like, we could have talked about this. Because, by the way, we're cross-cutting back and forth. No one's having a big conversation. Lindsay's like, I mean, we could have talked this out like normal adults do. But instead, like, I did the more reasonable thing. Just crop her out of all social media posts. That's the best way to do it.
But then I get this email, and I'm like, game over. So then Amanda is...
Such a stupid thing to say. Game over. Print that. Send it.
But it's so this show. Which
so
is,
this show.
I didn't even know I missed this show.
I'm like getting so excited talking about this with you, Ronnie. I'm like, oh my God, this show is so hilarious. I forgot how fun it is just to rag on it.
I know. Like, I felt my Lindsay voice coming back to life from the beginning to this part.
I felt my soul coming back to life. Okay, so Amanda and Kyle are at the house, and then a black SUV shows up, and we're like, uh-oh, it's going to be Lindsay and Danielle. The fight's going to start. But instead, it's Jordan, a media executive, and Hannah, a video content creator. I think all the new people work at Betches, right? Isn't that where they all work, but they're not allowed to say where they work?
Oh, do they? I don't know.
I think so, because Betches is like a thing. So,
Fun is not reading about this show when it's not on television.
Would you say?
One thing I pride myself on is not taking the time to read about this show when it's not on. Yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry.
You like to dive in fresh, right? Yeah. So we have Jordan and Hannah, who are two of the new people. And so we learn, like, Jordan is, they work together, and Jordan's like, We're not dating, but we just work together. Or maybe Hannah said, it doesn't matter. They just work together. They're not dating. Hannah goes, yeah, Jordan's looking for like a sweet Southern belle. And I'm like, a ratchet girl from Brooklyn who speaks her mind. I mean, look at me. I'm so ratchet. And then the direct next thing she says is, most summers I go to Shelter Island with my family. I'm like, yeah, ratchet. So ratchet.
She's like, it's hard to catch some D when you're napping at your parents' house all summer.
Am I not the most ratchet person you've ever heard of? I mean, hello. I was like on Goop the other day, and I'm like, I'm so ratchet right now.
And then Paige, she's like the new hot one. No offense, Hannah. I mean, everyone's cute on this show, but yeah. Paige, adorable. She's this adorable little thing. She looks like she could have been on Gossip Girl.
She does.
And she's wearing, like, this two-piece denim thing. And Hannah's like, denim on denim is such a bold move. And I love it. As the ratchet girl, let me just say right now, I fucking love it.
That is, like, ratchet chic right now. Oh, my God. We're, like, two ratchets. Okay, like, am I the nurse ratchet? Because that's what I feel like right now. Oh, my God.
Kyle's like, is that a onesie? And Paige is like, it's a one-piece. So...
yeah, a page. No, I she actually
said,
like.
It's a set. She said it's a set.
From the commercials, I sort of thought I was gonna hate Paige. I don't know why. I just thought I was going to, but I'm really enjoying her. She comes in with flowers, and she's like, "I brought flowers because my mom said you should always bring flowers." And Hannah's like, "Paige, you're making us all look bad." And Paige goes, "Well, that's your own fault."
Yeah, Paige is the only one who probably belongs in the Hamptons.
Yeah, and she gives me like old school Madkin Amick. I don't know, but she gives me that, and I like it. I like it.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that. So Jordan is telling us about himself. Jordan, okay, let me tell you about yourself. Douchebag.
Yeah, that's a great way to sum it up. Huge,
and he's just douchebag. Like a little douchebag with Bob's big boy hair, you know, like that slicked, like, doopy-doop hair in the front. And he's like, mm-hmm. I'm the only straight guy in an office full of women, including Paige and Hannah. It's amazing. I've never been alone with them, but, like, I look forward to being alone with them this year. And his eyes are really wide, like, he has these crazy fucking eyes, like, he's always shocked.
Yeah, he's like, do you know how hard it is to have a body like this and a Katie Lang face like this? It's hard. Yeah. So
he does have a Katie. I think it's the hair too.
It's the hair mainly. He has Katie Lang hair, which then just it informs the rest of the face. I'm not one to make fun of people's faces. Not saying that Katie Lang has a face that's to be made fun of. I'm not one to make fun of physical features, but sometimes if you have a Katie Lang resemblance, I'm gonna call it out.
Yeah, and it's not like saying he's ugly because he's not ugly. He's adorable.
It's the surprise of seeing that he has a Katie Lang face when you wouldn't expect it necessarily.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Yeah, that's he's surprised even when he looks in the mirror. That's why his eyes are so open.
He's like constant craving.
Daniel's like, me too. Constantly craving.
Personality. I don't even know where we are. I'm just looking.
They're just coming in the house and getting to know everybody and saying hi. And Amanda tells us, she's like, I'm a nice person, Kyle. And I haven't talked about Lindsay to Hannah and Paige, but it shouldn't take them long to realize that she's like a bit of a Lindsay. So in the meantime, I'm going to squash up some avocados and possibly make some guacamole, Kyle.
Does anyone want my guacamole? Anyone? Anyone? By the way, I also want to say that when Paige was talking about her family, Paige, somewhere in the mix of all this, Paige is talking about she's from a conservative family and her parents were upset about her going to a house with the two guys in there. And all I have to say is there was a shot of Paige's mom, and I'm desperately praying this mother comes onto the show because I was all about her. I believe her name is probably going to be like Francesca. She's going to be like, Paige, you want me to make you lasagna tonight? I'm going to make you lasagna. You want that? Okay, kids, gather around. Francesca's lasagna is going to happen.
All right, let's hold hands and I'll promise God that we're not having sex before marriage, okay?
Paige was always such a smart little girl. Always so smart. And chaste, too. Very chaste, okay?
So then we hear...
Oh, my God! Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Think of it. Oh my God, the first thing I'm gonna do is go to the
straight to the rosé.
Straight to the rosé.
Oh my God.
Danielle's like, straight to the D.
Straight to the rosé.
Like, Lindsay said straight to rosé so many times in the span of like 120 seconds. Oh my God, hi. I need to get straight to the rosé. Rosé Lindsay going straight to the rosé. Is the rosé over here? Oh no.
Yeah, these girls are the best example of the slang term Beckys.
Pretty much. And so Lindsay's...
These are basic Beckys, okay?
Yeah, so Lindsay's meeting everyone's like, nice to meet y'all. Nice to meet you. I gotta go straight to the rosé. Hold on, I'm going straight to the rosé. Is the rosé here? Do you know where the rosé is? Going straight to it. Nice to meet y'all.
The guy goes, wow, your hair. Wowee. And she goes, your hair. I'm going straight to the rosé.
She goes, I may be pissed, but I'm not going to torpedo the weekend. I'm a new Lindsay. Okay. Straight for the rosé.
Not torpedo Lindsay. Straight to the rosé. I'm going to torpedo that rosé right now. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not just going to start yelling at people. I'd rather make people feel comfortable first because that's the kind of person I am.
Although, if it makes you uncomfortable about the fact that I'm going to go straight to the rosé, that's nothing that I can help with, because I'm going straight to the rosé!
And Amanda's like, okay, so we're not going to pretend you didn't pop me out of your pictures and ignore me, alright?
Okay. So you're just going to go straight to the rosé and not have my guacamole? Okay. Okay. by the way, for people who are wondering why we keep mentioning guacamole, it was just a stupid joke we came up with last season. That's the only thing that we have to talk about with Amanda. Because I think we had a whole thing where we were like, Amanda seems like the sort of person who makes guacamole at a party and then tries to force it on you.
Because she did make guacamole, remember? She said, I mean the guac.
And we got mad. I was like, oh, you think that's a big accomplishment? You think that's a big accomplishment?
But yeah, that was actually a very important argument. Because I said it was an accomplishment because avocados are expensive.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, tell which ones are ripe enough. And it's just not as easy as everyone looks. But on the other hand, it's, like, the easiest thing you can make. And it's fancy because everyone's like, oh, my God, avocados are so expensive. Amanda saved the party.
Yeah. But I'm sorry. I have to interrupt. I have to interrupt, Ronnie. I have to interrupt because I'm going straight for the rosé.
This news broadcast has been brought to you by going straight for the rosé,
I was just desperate for Christina Gibson, reporter Christina Gibson, to come back with her giant magnum of rosé that she saw at the end of her season and be like, I have your rosé right here, Lindsay. Right
yeah. Here. She's in the pool still holding it. Like, surely they're going to ask where I am.
The trap has been laid and I am here to spring it.
So now they're talking about who gets what rooms. And Kyle and Amanda have already decided that they're the couple and they're going to get the room, okay? Because they're the couple. And last year, the wildebeest took it. And they mean the workus twerkus.
Yeah.
Who totally circus. Demanded that she was getting... No, because it was only one of them last year.
Yeah, but she's still a circus onto her own.
And yeah,
she's
that's
like,
true.
And they show a flashback and she's like, well, I need it. I need it, Carl. Because, like, Carl, like hair. I got hair. So I need it. I need it. Hair, Carl. It's like, I'm not even Carl.
Yeah, so Lindsay's like,
okay, so like, I guess you guys have decided you're going to have your own room.
And Danielle's going to be mad because she's read that she's so boring. So she's like going to be mad at everything now. She's like, oh, well, I guess you guys have decided that you're going to have the room. And then Hannah tells them, well, me and Paige are best friends, so we can share a bed. I mean, we're going to take the master, though. Or you guys could share if you want the master. And Lindsay's like,
hi, Annie Lindsay, definitely having my own room. Okay,
That's fine. Me and Paige, we're just going to have, we'll call it the Ratchet Suite. I'm so ratchet. Oh my God. Just calling it the Ratchet Suite. It's like, so ratchet. And then, so then Danielle tries to, she's like, oh, by the way, and Jordan's like, I like to snuggle. So if anyone wants to snuggle with me, anyone, why is no one in this room anymore? Anyone?
Yeah. Is it the guacamole?
So then Danielle tries to start another fight. Because Amanda's like, Guys, I'm so impressed that this room situation is, like, a lot more civilized than last year, Kyle. And Danielle's like, oh, well, I can change that because I'm a reality star now. I like to late night. So, Kyle, you take it from here, Kyle, okay?
Yeah, she's like, I don't know about other, like, about the people around you in their rooms because, like, I mean, I want to late night it. And Kyle goes, is that a verb? She's, hasn't it always been a verb? Like, people who party in the Hamptons.
And, like, and listen to music.
You mean partying like I've been doing for years? Like,
she's like, Kyle, I'm trying to start my own slang. Let's late night.
Kyle, so that, that means I'm, like, straight for the rosé.
I'm sorry, did I miss something? I went straight for the rosé, and I feel like I missed everything. You guys, I made dinner reservations. If anyone wants to go out, it's, like, a clan of mine. No, it's not Pizza Beach. It's a place called Julan
or something.
Julan. It's like the movie Mulan, but it's about Jews. It's like, I don't think so.
The real people this land was stolen from. Julan.
No, but Lindsay goes, so I made reservations if anyone wants to go out. I mean, I see that people are cooking, which is so passive-aggressive because there's only one person cooking. It's Amanda who's been quietly chopping peppers this entire time. She's like clearly making a kebab, ready to be like, we are grilling tonight. It's like, we're going to go to Julan tonight. So if anyone is cooking, I don't know. It seems like people are cooking.
I love that she just keeps calling Amanda people. Yeah. She's like, well,
like, you see that people are doing anything? Like, people are mad, so, like,
we just didn't figure that everyone would want to cook. We just sort of figured everyone would get here and go straight for the rosé and then be like, let's go to Julan. So, but I guess people want to cook. I guess people, want to be cropped out of photos, too, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
She's like, cropping out that zucchini, because I'm not really good friends with it, so we're eating at Julan.
I just wish people could be stronger, so I'm going to crop people out until they get stronger.
Okay, so both the new girls are like, what the fuck is the tension in this house? This is so weird. And then we find out Paige's Paige's new thing is a dinner. She's like,
I've never had anyone stress about dinner. Like, I love dinner. So that's my favorite meal. And right now I don't even want to enjoy dinner. I just want to call my mother.
Like, I got to this house and honestly, I just wanted to get straight to dinner.
And Hannah goes, oh my god, all of this is about an email? Like, if he asked me for my email, I'm gonna say I don't have one.
I'm gonna say it's ratchet@ratchet.com. So Hannah decides she's gonna go to Julan, but Paige is gonna stay back. And then we cut to Danielle and Lindsay up in their room, you know, dancing, going, we're gonna get lit, we're gonna get lit. I was like, oh my god, I'm like mortified for myself right now. I can't.
Oh no, I think they were saying, we're gonna get laid.
Oh, I thought they said we're gonna get lit. I mean, honestly, what do you think they're really gonna say?
Laid. Because Danielle's storyline is like, I'm totally into the D. Like, all I wanna do is catch some D's.
Either way, I was embarrassed for them. So
yeah. Well, it'll help you catch your D's, okay?
So did you say DQL? So speaking of DQL, a fresh supply arrives in the form of Carl. Hey, Mr. Cook, gents, Saturnets for the boys, Saturns for the boys, gents, reformed fuckboy here. Hi, my name is Carl, and I'm a recovering fuckboy. I don't really know what that means.
Tell with that leather backpack you got in Chinatown, sir.
Yeah, this is Carl 3.0, and the bug's been worked out, and it's better than ever, and I need to sell a lot of me to meet my quota, so...
barely recognize myself. Sales quota. Sales. So, yeah, it's pretty me. 3.0. Pretty much me, guys.
And Lindsay's like, Carlito!
Carlito, do you want to get straight into the rosé? Because I can show you where it is. Because I got straight into the rosé as soon as I got here.
Oh, my God.
Carlito!
So, Carl, do you want to, like, come to Julan? Because otherwise you can be here, because people are cooking, if you know what I mean. People, like, people. Yeah.
People are people, so why should it be? You and I can't get along, like, after I crop you out of my Instagram.
Honestly?
Like, I'm really good friends with people, so.
Carl, like, honestly, people who love people, are like the worst people in the world. Let's not include them in anything.
Throw her an avocado and let's go to Junon. So she's like, I invited everyone. And Carl's like, we're cooking. And Carl's like, well, is someone going to tell me what to do? Because, like, this is a beef. And about the kind you eat.
Thanks, Carl.
It's like, well, Carl's back.
Oh, I spent the entire train ride doing that. Congratulations, Carl. We're so proud of you, Carlito. You took the train and you thought of a joke. Oh my god. So the Julon crew goes off to Julon and they're like, oh my god, sake shots. Yeah, cheers to friends, new friends. Cheers, cheers, cheers. And then they cut back to the barbecue, like at basically home. And it's just like quiet and you hear like knives and forks.
And Carl keeps trying to make really interesting conversation. He's like, did we turn the oven off? And Amanda's like,
I thought we did, Kyle. I thought we did. And he's like, is that dipping sauce?
Paige is like, oh my god, I made the wrong choice. I mean, it's Friday night. I'm eating vegetables.
Like dinner. This is not the dinner that I wanted on a Friday night. Like, dinner's important.
It's just a bowl of guacamole. So then we go back to Julon and Carlito, what's your type? And he's like, I like smart, funny females that like gents, you know? I also like hot sex, like sweaty hot sex, you know, where my hair can get all over, you know, you, and you can put your weight on me, yeah. And then if you turn the lights on, though, you have, like, good skin, and but you're athletic, too, and you have a twin sister, and just say my name over and over and over and over and over again, so then I can, like, dump you and make you feel weird all summer. I like that. That's my favorite type.
Also, I've masturbated to Mulan quite a lot, so if you could introduce me to Julon, that might actually work out.
What point of this meal do they start playing that Christina Aguilera song?
And Danielle's like, we dated, Carl. Like, I'm pretty sure I check all those boxes. And then he goes, I mean, I like brunettes okay, but I gravitate towards blondes. It's like...
She's like, personality. So then Jordan, meanwhile... I forgot Jordan was at that dinner at home because no one remembered. Jordan is like the new... that guy, Amit. Amit, whatever. I forgot him. I mean, hopefully he has more upside, hopefully. But Jordan is like, you know...
Personality is already so much more notable than Amit.
Yeah, Amit, whatever. So Jordan's like, well, I'm from the South, and if I were still in Atlanta, I'd probably be married with two kids, but I don't want to date just to date. I want to date just so people can see how attractive I am.
He's like, guys, like, I was named Hims Bachelor.
Hinges.
Oh, Hinges Bachelor of the Year. I broke the app.
Everyone's like, I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah,
maybe. So now the Julon people are coming back, like, let's get a hot tub. Oh my god, I'm getting straight into the hot tub by way of the rosé.
And Kyle hears him, and he's, you know, that Kyle's gel because he totally just wants to go party with the new people.
Yeah,
but he's like, Amanda, I'll be right back. I'm gonna go check on that margarita machine.
What's he checking on? Like, making sure it's, like, happy. I mean, what's the deal with checking on a margarita machine, eh?
Am I right, guys? So, Lindsay's like, I'm gonna go to here and clear my folds. Like, I've got my folds in my chest. You got it? Like, you're gonna save me. Yeah.
And Kyle's like, well, good night, everybody. Just checking on the margarita machine.
You're just checking on it. Still here. Maybe, tomorrow we'll make some margaritas and... maybe some BBCs. Hey, everyone, BBCs? You like BBCs?
No, Kyle. No.
And he gets back into bed with Amanda, and it's night vision, but, you know, like, he's naked. And I'm like, rawr.
Lots of taint. Yeah.
Rawr. He's so little hot little guy.
He's hot little Kyle. And so,
Amanda, instead of being like, yeah, get over here, Kyle, she's like, you can tell how old you are by, like, how much your balls sag.
Did you check on the margarita machine? Did you check on it? Is it okay?
So,
can you check on it again? Okay.
In the hot tub, Lindsay and Danielle are doing their mean girl gossip shit, of course. And they've got Hannah now on their side, who's also going to be a little mean girl gossip.
Yeah.
And
I like Hannah. By the way, I like Hannah a lot because I feel like she's just like, these people are crazy and I'm here to have some fun and just, like, spread gossip. I don't care.
Yeah. I'm liking all the new people, actually. Yeah. I think they did a really good recast.
Yeah, I think so, too. So Lindsay's like, I think that Kyle is, like, dying inside because he wants to party and he can't. And they just, like, cut to Kyle and Amanda having sex. I'm like, I think Kyle's pretty happy right now.
Well, it seems like it, but then it cuts back to the girls gossiping, and she's like,
he apologizes because, like, he's making up for other ways. He's not a good boyfriend to her.
And then it cuts back to the bedroom where they were boning, and Amanda goes,
that was so anticlimactic, Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle's, like, dying inside, and I can say this as someone who's already dead in the inside. Like, I know it when I see it. And, like, they're on their high horse. They think they're, like, the best couple in America. But guess what? He cheated on her, okay? There, I said it.
Yeah.
Our entire circle of friends knows, and, like, I'm pretty sure he knows and I know, but, like, we have never spoken about it. But last year he fucked some girl and he blacked out. And, like, it's like, take some responsibility, bro, okay? Take some responsibility. I hate cheaters.
And Didn't she just fuck some guy with a girlfriend last summer?
I don't remember who she fucked last. She had like
slander.
She was going after some like jockey. I don't know. It was like she was going down a strange path. So then she's like, I just feel like Amanda deserves better, which is why we are isolating her and cutting her out of photos. Okay, she deserves better.
Yeah. Jeez. So Lindsay goes,
the reason why I unfollowed Amanda is because Kyle cheated on her, and then she's, like, posting photos that are nice. Like, no. I'm like, wait, you're going to unfollow Amanda? Shouldn't you be unfollowing Kyle?
Yeah, totally.
Amanda's just making guacamole all year long. That's all she's doing.
By the way, is it going to bother me to say, I don't know that she cheated with a guy with a girlfriend, but for some reason I remember her being like, it's not me who's dating her or something. Like, it's not me who's dating, that's his problem or something. But that could all be in my head because I get my like kooky, you know, nonsensical white people mixed up sometimes. Yeah. So sorry, sure. Everybody. Don't take my word for it. Thank you.
So now it's the next morning. People are waking up. Carl's sitting out at a little table and Kyle comes out. He's like, and Carl goes, hey there, old sport. Hey. I'm like, oh, Carl.
He's like, what's up, old chap? Sick haircut. And I was like, oh, yeah, did you ask for my haircut? And he's like, oh, yeah, totally. Got the same hair. So, like, I don't know what happened before I got here, but I have a feeling it has to do with IP addresses and really long emails. And I was like, I was all tensed up, and I was like, we're here to have fun, and, like, if other people aren't capable. He's like, by people you mean Amanda? Is that, like, her new name, People?
People. Because, like, listen, this is a new summer. Amanda and I are better than ever. And then it cuts to Amanda scrolling through his phone, checking.
I love how they did that. Yeah. They cut to her in bed, and then they put a big arrow that said, Kyle's phone. She scrolls through it.
So Carl, what do you think about Paige? I've only had 2 minutes with her, but she's obviously a babe. So, yeah, babe, gents. Am I right, everyone? Babe and gents. I can't wait to put
her weight on me. I'd like to second that emotion because, like, she totally checks the babe box.
Yeah, like, she fills my quota for babe.
So then Hannah and Paige are talking because they're in bed together. You know, they sleep together. And Hannah's like, oh, that guy's hot. Like, that guy's first string. And Paige is like, he's so tall. Like, I mean...
Well, they go...
Be a fuckboy if you're a fuckboy. Just, like, be a fuckboy, okay?
Yeah. And Hannah goes, okay, you think he's hot? She's like, yeah. She goes, who's hotter? Do you think Carl's hotter or Jordan? And Paige goes, Carl.
Jordan's poor, like, Jordan. I'm right here. I'm literally in the room with you guys. Oh, sorry, Jordan.
Hannah goes, I'd rather fuck a girl than Jordan.
Hannah goes, yeah, you know what I like about Carl is that he's just, like, so easy to flirt with. And Paige goes, yeah, because he's tall.
Yeah, she's like, he's hot. She's like, well, I mean, he's tall, so, like, that's really all anyone cares about. Which is so true. Tall people get away with so much more, I feel
they
like.
They really do. So, and Carl, meanwhile, is downstairs declaring Carl 3.0 rules. And he's like,
So like this summer, gents, I'm gonna tread lightly in the in-house relationships, and I think we're gonna be really good. We're gonna be good to go. I'm like, you do this every single season. You start off saying you're not gonna fuck around in the house.
Yeah. He's like, there's three rules to stop being a fuckboy, gents. Number one, and I was like, fast forward. I don't want to listen to a
fuckboy. Number one, fill your quota. Number two, take them to Froyo. Number three, go to a wedding, but say you're not going with a date, but you go with a date anyway.
Number four, your name is Carlito now, boys.
Gents. So, Danielle, then we cut to Danielle on a laptop, and she's like, I'm working on a presentation, but you know what, though? I'm not going to let drama drag me down because I got PowerPoint. I'm like, you are just reviewing the bullet points to how you're supposed to act this summer, aren't you?
That's like, welcome back, Danielle. Now there's Danielle sitting on a laptop being like, I'm preparing for a presentation. That's the Danielle I know.
Yeah. I have an amazing job right now. And like, people don't seem to understand that. Amanda.
But like, I have no time for drama. Like, this is what matters. Like, you're starting literally all the drama in this house.
You just created a Google Doc. It's, like, not that impressive. So Hannah's like, who has, like, 10 minutes to do some quick tennis? I'm so ratchet, aren't I? Oh, my God. Tennis? Am I right?
Tennis, so ratchet, Brooklyn girl. So she goes and plays tennis with Jordan and tells us that when she was a kid, she was one of the top in the nation. And she's like, I almost went pro, but by the time I was 22, I was like ready to move on. You know, like now I can stay and do like reading or go out and grind on randos till 4 a.m. because this summer is my oyster.
And I say that with irony because I can go to an oyster shack because I'm in the Hamptons. Mm-hmm. My oyster.
So then it's 1:18. I forgot that Summer House has random timestamps on everything.
In case you want to make sure what time it is when Lindsay goes straight for the rosé again.
Yeah, it's like summer, so we're not going to round anything up or down. It's 1:18 p.m.
Specific timestamp, you know, not to be confused with a tramp stamp that some people have.
So Carl's like, Jones, I'm actually going to go to the store right now. Yeah.
This is true. He really is like, does anyone have any lists for me? Because I have a quota of groceries I have to bring back from the store.
Danielle's like, will you bring soda cups so we can play games? Because I'm fine.
<Bam-pong>! So Paige is like, okay, I'm going to go with you because I've got nothing left to do here because they keep talking about their stupid dinner at Julon. So Paige and Carl go to the store and they're in the car and Carl's talking about how he worked for like a tech company now. And he's like, yeah, I got to make my sales. I got to make my quota or else I'll get fired. And like, I don't know if I could go through that again, you know. I typically go after brunettes that are small and don't wear a lot of makeup. So if you want to like ride my dick right now, like I won't stop you, gents.
Quotas. So then Danielle and Hannah are in the hot tub and Danielle's like, we are so partying tonight. Hey, kitty, come in. As Jordan passes and he's like, rosé. People are going straight for rosé. She's like, thanks, babe. And Hannah's like, you golden babe. I'm so getting out of this hot tub. You guys are going to totally catch day right now.
Oh, my God. Like, I called him babe. That's, like, so me. Because that's exactly what my personality is like. And that's what I would say in a normal situation. Because I'm just going after that D. Am I right, everyone? Babe? I said babe, right? Right? It's babe. It's sort of babe. Babe. Yeah.
And Jordan comes out and he takes off his shirt and I'm horrified because he's like Skeletor but muscular. It's the creepiest thing I've ever seen. I'm not sure if it's real. I'm not sure if I'm turned on or extremely disturbed. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, it wasn't doing much for me, but they were like, oh my God, is this for real? It's like the Diet Coke man all over again. Oh my God. He's a babe. Did I say babe? Oh my God. Lindsay, I said babe.
And then Jordan proves himself to be a real brain trust. He's like, Paige is hot and I'm interested in her, but Danielle is fun too. I'm not the Easter Bunny. I'm not going to put all my eggs in one basket. It's like,
I don't think the Easter Bunny actually does that, to be honest.
Yeah, that's not really how Easter works.
He's probably terrible at an Easter egg hunt. He's like, I found an egg, but I'm leaving it there because I don't want too many in my basket.
He's like the kid carrying around 20 baskets.
So, guys, it's 1 hour until Southampton Social. Okay, we're going to Southampton Social. So, Danielle's like showing, oh my god, Lindsay, do you like my outfit? It's cute. It's like super cute.
And then they're showing them all in their cameras getting ready. And stupid Jordan is staring at his abs in the mirror and touching them and like pulling down his shorts just to show his pube line just right. Mm-hmm.
I didn't notice that, but I totally believe it. And I can imagine it.
Funny. So they're all going out to go. And Danielle, because like if you haven't figured out, like she's base model yet, she goes, let's do the damn thing. I'm like, oh God, now you're quoting The Bachelorette. Like.
So now they go off in their different vans. And so Lindsay, Kyle, and Amanda are alone in a van. And Lindsay's like, I just want to address the tension that some people have right now. And I just want to say we're going to address it later, okay?
Be like the tension that's between you and me. You're like, you and me or her and her. People and me or people and Danielle or Danielle and people. And like, people and her, okay? Like, whatever.
I just want you to be stronger right now, but we'll address your strength later.
Yeah, and Amanda's just saying, let's talk later. So, dinner, Jordan's like, I'll have a mezcal with orange. And Carl's like, orange? Whoa! You know what? I'll have a mezcal with 3 oranges.
Don't say I'm not fun. Don't say I'm not fun. Triple the oranges, triple the fun. So Kyle's like talking and he's like, I once was scared of a commitment, but I was always committed to parties. And Lindsay's like, Kyle, single Lindsay talking right now. How do you feel about commitment now? Think about that. Think about what I'm saying, Kyle.
Long pause. And he's like, oh, great, great. We're doing great. And Amanda leans away from him like, oh, geez, what do they know? You know?
So, guys, do we want to go over house rules right now? Rule number one, guacamole, anytime, any place, right?
God, Amanda, when no one's speaking to you in the house, why do you have to be the one who's like, house rules?
Yeah, everyone loves talking about that.
Yeah. So let's see. Lindsay's like, rule number one is like only cool girl in summer house. What's rule number two, Carl? And Carl's like, I forgot. She's like,
keep it down.
Saturdays are for the gents. Rule number three. Rule number four, Saturdays are also for the quotas.
So they basically, the new girls, Hannah tells Lindsay, she's like, oh, no, she tells Amanda. She's like, so, who's your favorite person? And Amanda's like, none of you. And Lindsay's like, okay, here's my opinion. You know, I thought you were a douche based on your Instagram, Jordan, but I'm pleasantly surprised.
Hannah, you're way more sarcastic in 2 days than I've ever experienced with you in my life. And Paige, like, you're more genuine than you come across.
Paige is like, what the fuck? Paige is like, I went to an all-girls school. If you're going to try this shit with me, I know how to give a backhand compliment, okay? You're actually really smart for a blonde with fake boobs, so good job. Good job.
Yeah.
So now Danielle is, her new personality has gotten a little out of hand because now she's drunk. She's like, guys, I'm chasing the D, and I want to say something about new energy, sustainable, solar power, and I want to work out with you, Kyle. I'm gonna work out with
new Green Deal. All right, and I'm still gonna work things out with Kyle and people. Okay, so I'll work it out separately with you guys. And Lindsay's like, we're good. What she means to say is we're good. And Kyle's like, I said all I had to say in my email, which was not answered by anybody, by the way.
And Carl is like, you know, I just want to enjoy my Saturday. I didn't, like, take a train to not enjoy my Saturday. I mean, single Carlito here, right, everyone?
And Danielle's like, well, I don't want to talk about it. And he's like, well, you know what? Like,
she's like, I don't want to be that person who's
talking,
like,
about it.
I don't want to be that person who's like, you are being
the person who's like.
She didn't even say what person she doesn't want to be like. You are being the person that is like, dot, dot, dot.
It's like, but I want to address the elephant in the room. He's like, you are the elephant in the room. It's like, why don't you shut the fuck up, Carl? And then Paige is like, here we are. Everyone's favorite meal is dinner. Except for this group.
It's like, apparently. Eat your slider and shut it. Eat your slider. Okay. And Danielle's like, we have some things to work out. And Carl's like, work it out with them, not me, not right now. Saturday is for the Carls, okay? No.
And they just basically all start arguing because Danielle's being belligerent. And Lindsay's like, and now that I'm in the table, we have to make the new people feel comfortable. Which is why I just criticized each and every one of them one by one.
And then that was sort of like, that was the big cliffhanger, which is what will happen at this dinner? How will it all end up?
So ridiculous. So glad to have the stupid show back in my life.
So, so glad. I really enjoyed it. Anyway, before we sign off for the day, why don't we dip into the Crappens mailbag a little bit, shall we? Crappens mailbag is where you can write in questions, and then we read them on the air. And you go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens, and you sign up at the mailbag level or higher, and you get to do it. So, let's see. I'm just going down the list. April Budzalowitz says, as you probably know, the OGs, Ramona, Teresa, Vicky, Kyle, and Nini, planned Andy's baby shower. Can you reenact how you think that planning meeting went?
Vicky probably got home and was like, where's my house? Where is it? Where's my house? Where is it? Kyle's like, just move your house over here until you pay me back that $20 you owe me. Gonna plan this party. Want to be a part of it?
I just looked at my calendar, and Lisa Vanderpump's gonna be in Las Vegas this weekend, so think this would be a good time to do it.
Shut up, Kyle. You're stupid. Hey, Kyle, get a job. All right, get a job.
Whoa.
Get a job.
Whoa. I'm sorry, but I have things to say, okay? At the baby party, the baby shower, here's what we have to do. Everyone gets 5 drinks, one in a small glass, one with a tall glass, one lime, one in a medium-sized glass with tequila and club soda, okay? And the other two is your choice.
Well, I don't know if you guys got this from Andy Cohen, but he just sent me a picture of his sonograms, and I looked at that baby, and I was like, oh my god, is that me in his stomach? I mean, if I look the same age as that baby, it's not even out of the womb yet, okay? Like, that baby, I look like the baby's sister, okay?
Whoa, this one time, I was a little girl, I was like, I want to take a shower. And Geraldine Parsons Smith says, you can't take a shower because you're too dirty and you'll always be dirty. So no shower will matter. So why waste the water? To this day, I've never taken a shower. Okay? I'm sorry. But it's true.
Nini's just off in the background tearing off a cameraman's shirt.
Yeah, that's all
making
she's
noises
doing.
Going bloop, bloop, brrr, da, 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 da.
Okay, next one. Allison King. Oh, this is a Ben-centric question. Ben, I need to know more about Dom. I've been following him on Instagram. I'm a lifelong dancer and I love jazz best, so his choreography is some of my favorite. Next time I come to LA, I'm going to take his class. Anyway, how did you meet? How does he feel about Bravo? Could we ever get him as a guest? If anyone hasn't seen him yet, he is indeed hot. Oh, well, thank you, Allison. So Dom is my boyfriend. He is a choreographer. He is fabulous. We met on Tinder. And he's great. He is not as into Bravo as I am, but he will sit and watch some of the shows with me until they annoy him enough to go into another room. And could we ever get him on as a guest? Probably not. He probably will not come on. But he did make a brief cameo appearance last week or like 2 weeks ago. So he sometimes, like, if he's around and we're doing our TV party thing, he occasionally pops into the room and he like waves at the camera. So the best chance to see him in action is on those things. But no, he is wonderful. He is great. And he's so, 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 so talented. And I'm like in awe of him. So he's wonderful. So that is the story with Dom. And one more question. Christine Zirkelbach says, Hi, Ben and Ronnie. I'm trying to listen to all the podcasts and thought maybe it's time to put a new twist on an old classic. In podcast number 146, you did a riff on the then New Jersey Housewives singing Kokomo. Well, we have new New Jersey Housewives, new voices, so it's time for a new rendition. 1, 2, 3, hit it, boys! I don't even remember how we did Kokomo. I don't even know what the context of that was.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm so sorry. I hate not being able to fulfill a Crappin's mailbag thing, but
I don't even know what you're talking about. I mean, like, Aruba, Jamaica, Uber's gonna take you to Bermuda, Bahama. Oh, I got a great view that's better than all those islands. Honestly, like, they're nothing compared to Paramus, honestly.
Off to Florida Keys. It's a place for you and me. Everybody's complaining that this boat is shaking, but it's just this. I do this all the time.
I mean, like, what is it? So, like, Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I'm going to take her to Bermuda, Bahama, ooh, pretty mama. You know who's a pretty mama? Marge Senior. Okay, that's a pretty mama for you. Okay, not some Beach Boys thing. You know what? I don't want a Beach Boy. I want a Beach Man. Okay, that was for you, Joan.
You know what? We're going to go down to Kokomo, but we're not going to be able to do it until it's finished remodeled. All right? And Joan, seriously can't concentrate. So, you know, whatever, pretty mama, we're just going to staycation. There. I said it.
You know what? I went on vacation. I went to Aruba, Jamaica, back to Aruba, back to Jamaica, back to Aruba. Couldn't find Frank. Couldn't find Frankie. Boo's dead. Maz wasn't anywhere around, you know? My boyfriend rides a motorcycle somewhere. Ooh, Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you to Bermuda and Bahama. Ooh, pretty mama queen.
No, lordy. All right, wrap up that mailbag, man.
All right, I want to close that mailbag up. You guys, what a fun note to end on. We are going to see a bunch of you guys tonight in DC. Looking forward to it. Thanks for being with us this week. We'll see also another bunch of you in Austin at South by Southwest. And then Cincinnati. Go still buy tickets to that early show. It's going to be fun. A fun, wacky early show. We're really, really excited. Come see us. Do both shows. Why not? We're going to have a great time. WatchCrappins.com for that. Ronnie, I love you.
Love you. What a great time. We will see you guys soon.
Time for me to get straight into that rosé.
Bye, everybody.